The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another one of those beautiful days.
It's gorgeous.
But don't take advantage of it right away. Wait till the end of the program, then go on out and have fun.
Exactly. We do have a great program for you this morning. We just want to remind you that Biz Talk is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter, located in the downtown Appleton Chamber Building. We're not affiliated with the Chamber. They've been a great partner with us for 42 years. We've been in town, and we are one of about 350 chapters around the country. And we'll tell you a little bit more about our Score Chapter throughout the program. But we'd like to introduce to you this morning our guest. Our guest is Jill Troia, and Jill is a partner with Raise Up LLC. That's a profit company that Jill is going to tell us about right now. Good morning, Jill, and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Raise Up LLC and your participation and your background and what you bring to the company, but tell us what Raise Up LLC does.
Yeah, so Raise Up, what we want to do is we want to help nonprofit organizations to raise funds. And specifically, we want to help nonprofits who are helping. We have four different causes that people can help to support, and those being children and orphans, children in need around the world, whether it be third world countries or even here in the United States. We also have essential needs as a cause. So that being food, water, shelter, any essential mm-hmm. needs that are essential to people. We also have human trafficking prevention, which is a very, very prominent issue here, even locally. Mm-hmm. And then we also have disaster relief and refugees. So they're nonprofit organizations that are, whether they be local or span across the United States, that are already supporting these causes. So what we want to help them do, these nonprofits, is to raise funds so that they can focus on what they really want to do and the heart that they, the mission that they have. So how Raise Up works is that people can do their online shopping. I mean, you guys online shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does online shopping. So we have, it's very similar to Ebates, which is a very popular program out there. But instead of people getting a rebate that goes back to themselves when they do their online shopping at these very popular retailers, that rebate or that money that comes back from the business actually goes to help support these nonprofit organizations. So people as individuals can go to raiseup.org. They can choose a cause and a nonprofit that they want to support, and then they can choose from over 1,000 different businesses and do their routine, regular online shopping.
Outstanding when you do that.
If you have any questions for Jill this morning, you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're calling outside Appleton, you can call us on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Jill, this is based in the Fox Cities area, raiseup.org?
Yes, that is correct. Yep.
Okay. And that's the website, raiseup.org.
Yes.
If people would like to go learn more about your company, right?
Correct. Yep. They can go there to register to see the different organizations that they can support through the program, to see all the online retailers that are part of the program. Yep. It's all there.
Cool. Okay. And Jill, could you kind of give us a little bit of your background, how you got involved in this and what your expertise is?
Yeah, that's funny. I actually went to school for marketing, got my MBA, was doing the whole advertising career thing.
Mm-hmm.
And actually my brother Josh and his friend Dave were the ones that began this whole venture. So my brother, I was actually living in Omaha at the time. That's where my husband's from. And he would call me because I was in marketing and advertising. So he would kind of ask for some advice and things like that. And I quickly found my heart going towards these purposes that he was helping. And gradually what I was doing seemed much less purposeful day by day. So I decided that I was going to take the plunge and a leap of faith and come here to help them. And That's where I am today. So I right now help with more of that marketing then.
With the marketing side. Yep. Okay. Very, very good.
Yeah.
So what line of business is your brother in?
He actually does insurance, but he's just an entrepreneur person.
And what about Dave?
He's a chaplain at the Fox Valley Jail Ministry, which is also a nonprofit organization that you can support with Raise Up.
Yes.
This obviously wasn't just an overnight project. How long have you been working on this program?
Yeah, so it's evolved. I've personally been a part of it for 5 years, but Josh and Dave were in it about 2 years even prior to that. I would say about 6 years has been this overall evolution. We had a different program that was out there, and it was just kind of straying from the heart of what we wanted to do, and that's where Raise Up has kind of come about. Okay. And here we are today.
So you straightened out some of the goals and put a few things together, and this is the outcome.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Jill, what do you love most about Raise Up?
Oh, man. What I love the most is it's been a process for all of us that are part of it. Obviously, working with my brother is great, but it's been this process of us growing through business, obviously, together, and failures and things like that, but just learning who we are and what Raise Up is really out here to do and what our mission is to do. So over the years, I think our intentions have gone from wanting to just start a business and create something that we could kind of do on our own time to actually wanting to really help these causes.
Sure.
And obviously getting to know the nonprofit organizations and doing research and things like that, and seeing how these issues and problems really do exist. That's been what I loved about it, is being able to kind of not only be more aware myself, but then also to do our best to help others be aware of the issues that exist.
Have hope in their lives, bring them hope and joy and,
and
a future.
You know, I said that human trafficking prevention was one of the causes, and I myself didn't really even know about human trafficking and sex trafficking. You know, obviously you hear of the Vegas Strip and you hear of all these things and prostitution and stuff like that, but it wasn't until I started going to my church here in Green Bay. I go to Life Church Green Bay, and they had iHeartWorld come in and talk about how prevalent human trafficking and sex trafficking was. And, you know, that these women or these young girls and even boys, they're not prostitutes. They're not like these bad people
victims.
Often we look at them. They're victims, and they are brought into this life not knowing and not wanting to be there.
Mm-hmm. It's just, that's a topic that's come very close to home with the program that just happened last week.
Yep.
I think it was something like 32 people locally involved in this kind of a program. You just don't think about it being here,
right.
But we're not insulated. We have the same kind of problems. And so your program is available then to provide help for the victims.
Yeah, well, Raise Up doesn't necessarily do that, but what we do is we partner with nonprofit organizations who do. So we're partnered with iHeartWorld, which is a local nonprofit organization, and they themselves have, they just built the Rose Home, which is actually an aftercare facility for girls to come to once they are found in this life and taken out.
So very good. Some of the listening audience might be familiar with the concept of script.
Yeah.
Like in my church, we sell script.
Yep.
So after church, I'll go to the room after church, and I'll give them a $100 bill. They give me $100 of play money, script, and then I can go to those merchants and buy groceries, go to Fleet Farm, whatever it might be. And part of that purchase of script goes to support a nonprofit or the homeless people or whatever in our community. What Raise Up Org is basically a digital version of that. Because on your website, you have identified a whole number of sellers out there, companies you can buy from. And if you go buy from them, does it tell the consumer what percentage will go to that?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why don't you walk through that a little bit?
Yeah. So when you do go to raiseup.org, there's a link that says online stores, and you can see the over 1,000 different stores. And, you know, they're your regular. I mean, there's Amazon, you know, there's Target, Walmart, Home Depot. There's a lot of those very popular stores that
big
many of us.
Big international companies.
Yeah. Yep. That many of us are already shopping at. And there's also a lot of little ones. Like, I go through the list sometime and I'm like, oh, who created these names? But there's so many, and there's a percentage that they give. So yes, very like much like script. But what's great about it is that there's tons of them, mm-hmm. And you can be doing your regular online shopping and be raising funds for
help people. Me out here, Jill. Yeah. Just the other day, I bought something from Amazon.
Yeah.
I ordered it online. It should be delivered today.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about this option through Amazon. Do they automatically send that money, or do I have to register with Amazon?
You have to register. So you go to raiseup.org. There's actually a register link in the top right. And when you do register as an individual, first you choose your cause to support, those four that I listed earlier,
yep.
And then you also choose the which nonprofit you want to receive those funds. And then how it works is that you as an individual would go to raiseup.org and go to that store from there. So if you want to choose Amazon through...
Go through raiseup.org
yep.
to do it.
But
got
also
it.
There's another option, because I know that's another, you know, that's another step for people. And mm-hmm. sometimes we don't want to take that extra step because
sure.
we're all about convenience. So we do have something called a browser extension that you can download, so that when you are on Amazon, your next time a pop-up would just come up and say,
there
do you want
go.
To raise funds? You say yes, and it will go through RaiseUp.
There you go. But we need to register at raiseup.org to get that pop-up to show up on our screen?
Correct. You'll first register. You'll be part of the program. And then when you're on the website, there's actually a button that says download the RaiseUp button.
Okay.
There's also a RaiseUp app for your smartphone, Apple, Android, that you can download, and you can do your shopping through there too.
So I could pick a pop-up for each of the retailers I buy from online?
Nope, you just need the one.
Just the one.
It's just the one. It's a browser
Perfect.
Extension. And our logo would be in the top right of your window
so
when you're browsing.
Yeah.
And as long as you're logged in, so let's just say even if you're searching for something, right? You're like, okay, I want a pair of jeans. I put, you know, the search, and all of a sudden I land on Target and I'm buying these jeans. A pop-up will come up, and it has the RaiseUp logo, and it just it knows in the back end that this store is part of the RaiseUp program. You're part of the RaiseUp program.
Simple.
Hey, let's raise funds. Mm-hmm.
Real easy to do.
Yep.
And the strongest thing to remember, though, this is all online.
Yeah.
So what you're doing online now, you can now go ahead and start to benefit these other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
And really, there's not that extra step once you register at raiseup.org.
No, there's really not,
yeah.
as long as you have that extension and you keep that logged in.
What does the RaiseUp.org site want to know about me in order to register for those?
It's super simple. All they need to know is your name, pretty much.
They don't need
your
a credit card.
Address.
It's
nope.
real innocent.
Nope, it's real innocent.
They just
innocent.
Want to know who it is.
Yeah, and how it works then is that you just have your own online account. And then when you go through, you know, into these different online stores through the RaiseUp, it's just a different URL that it's tracking
yep.
then
sure.
so that they can... you know, get those
so
funds.
Very secure, very
yeah.
efficient, and
Absolutely.
Just by buying online, we can help direct some of the money that those companies make, the profit they make. They're willing to share some of that
yep.
with nonprofits,
yeah.
and we can pick the nonprofit.
Absolutely.
Yep. Wow, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, simple way to go do it. So.
Yeah. With that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll continue our conversation with Jill Troia of RaiseUp.org. And we're going RaiseUp LLC at RaiseUp.org. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're glad you joined us. We're talking this morning with Jill Troia. Jill is a partner with Raise Up LLC. It's a for-profit company that is helping nonprofit companies raise money. And we'll get back to Jill in just a moment. We want to first tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. We're located in the Fox Cities Chamber building. We are the Fox Cities SCORE chapter. We're not affiliated with the Chamber, but they've been a great partner and a landlord for us for 42 years. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country who offer free and confidential mentoring and guidance advice for business owners or those looking to start a company. In our chapter, we have about 53 volunteer mentors with various backgrounds in business who through their careers have developed some expertise that can really benefit an entrepreneur. So we have volunteers with marketing background, accounting, legal, HR, IT, banking, cash flow, product development, workflow. If you have an issue with your company or you have a question about how you might be able to take advantage of an opportunity to grow your company, or if you're looking to start your company, you're brand new and you just want to get started, we help you with developing your business plan. And you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. That's our website. Go to that website, foxcities.score.org, fill out a request for mentoring, and submit the button. And within 24 hours, someone will be contacting you to set up a meeting. So check us out at foxcities.score.org. Jill, we were talking in the first segment about the things that that your company does. We wanted to delve into a little bit about what is the real gift, that kind of the mission that Raise Up LLC does. What's your outcome? What's your desired?
Well, one of our biggest missions with Raise Up is to bring hope to these people in need. So obviously behind sex trafficking, you have these girls. Behind poverty, you have children and families. And what we want to do is, of course, help nonprofits who are bringing physical things to them, obviously food, water, right, shelter, clothing, and things like that. But I think the biggest thing is to bring hope to them. And that hope is found in Jesus Christ. So we are a faith and Christian backed program. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want, because we want these people to know that while they're in this suffering, that they don't need to rely on their own strength, and that they can find joy, and they can.
There are people who are willing to help.
Yes, there's people that are willing to help, and it's not just physical people, but also to help them build that spiritual growth and strength as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, when you're again, you're talking about things like that locally here. Do you have any? How many people there are just involved with you right now that are interested in, you know, in being members of this organization as far as joining and making these kinds of commitments as far as their buying habits?
As far as actual individual members are part of it. So we're in the hundreds of people right now that are actually registered with Raise Up, but we're kind of just at that beginning part right now of working with nonprofit organizations and putting the finishing touches on everything so that we can really expand and grow.
Okay, so you've been, and this is a growth program that you have. We'll get into in the next segment, probably talk a little bit more. We mentioned the word business planning and some of that thing, but we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. But this is, again, your goal is to keep moving forward in this direction.
Absolutely.
Jill, is there a place on your website at raiseup.org where folks can see which nonprofits can benefit?
Yep. There's a header on raiseup.org where you can, like I said, see the businesses I had mentioned before. You can also see the I think it says organizations to support. Mm-hmm. And there you will see all the nonprofits that are part of the program. And then also you can read into the causes a little bit more. We also have raiseup.org/blog. And we do have a blog, and we have done interviews with a lot of the nonprofit organizations. So there's a nonprofit category where you can dive in and read some of those articles and kind of learn a little bit more from them what they're doing.
Now, can the person who's doing the shopping now on Amazon or whatever, can they designate where they want their money to go, which are the charities they want to support?
Yep. So in that registration process, first they choose their cause, and when they choose a cause, then they see the drop-down of nonprofits that are part of that cause, and they can literally pick which nonprofit they want.
Well, this is a great program because everybody's buying online and they're spending their money.
Yep.
If just a little bit of thought, if we could create an awareness of Raise Up LLC out there in our community.
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't everybody going online just register and support some charities and help share that and give other folks hope?
Yeah, and really that's our point, is not to necessarily ask people to spend more. We just want them to take advantage of things that they're already doing, so that a percentage can go back, and that percentage is from the businesses. It's not out of our pockets. It's something we're already spending and something we're already using.
It's probably important to point out here that the donation, if I buy something on Amazon and I spend $100 and maybe $2 of that, per whatever Amazon decides, goes to the charity, I don't get the tax credit for that. It's Amazon getting it. The retailer is the one that's making the contribution.
Yes.
That's a pretty, people aren't going to get a tax deduction for buying stuff online and that money going to the nonprofit.
Correct. Unless they're really, really, really involved in raising a lot.
Yeah, they'd have to do it a different way.
Yeah.
This isn't the mechanism for the individual to get the tax deduction.
That's not the intention or the goal.
But the real motivation is to help people, as you pointed out, and give them hope.
Yeah.
And this is, we're all on this planet for one reason.
Yeah.
And we have to help each other out.
Yeah.
And this is a great way to do it. Well, with that, we're going to take our next break. We'll come back for a little longer segment. We do have a caller on the line, so John, hold on for a second. And you're listening to BizTalk and 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Good morning and welcome back to BizTalk. Tony Bush here with Randy Melzer in the studio, and we're talking with Jill Troia. Jill is a partner with Raise Up LLC. It's been a wonderful first half of the program. We've learned a lot about the beautiful things that Raise Up LLC is doing and can do for folks in our community. And we told you a little bit about our SCORE chapter in the last segment, and we have a little more to share with you. In addition to the free and confidential mentoring we do, we also put on some seminars. Randy, what's on the calendar?
Well, right now, Tony, we've got coming up in September a very important one. It's going to be an introduction to financial statements. That's something that everybody has to live with, mm-hmm. but kind of has an ongoing fear of. And so what we've done is put together a program. It's going to be with Terry Pinch is going to be the instructor. Terry is a longtime professional in the area of financial work and so on, finance. He's had over 30 years of experience, and he'll be able to bring this information to you in a way that you can use it.
And he's a SCORE mentor, too.
And he's a SCORE mentor also. So you'll be able to attend. It's going to be held here at the Fox Cities Chamber office. It's from 6 until 8 in the evening on September the 12th, and the registration fee is $25. Recommend you go out to foxcities.score.org, take a look at the available programs out there. You can register for this and also handle it right away as far as paying, taking care of everything, getting it all done. But again, that's coming up on September the 12th from 6 until 8, Introduction to Financial Statements.
Going to be very worthwhile, and we hope to get a lot of people attending that because it is important to understand how your company's doing by reading your financial statements. We also are supporting, SCORE is supporting and encouraging folks to learn more about Launch Wisconsin, a big event coming up in October. And on the phone we have John Ernst, one of the executive directors of this effort. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. Would you take a few minutes here and just explain what Launch Wisconsin is, when it is, and just how this can help entrepreneurs in Wisconsin?
I'd be happy to. Absolutely. Launch Wisconsin is in its third year right now. And what we set out to do in the beginning was try and put together an event initially that would bring the community together around entrepreneurship and around startup and even around innovation. Those are three of the words that we use pretty widely. And what we found, my colleagues and I, as entrepreneurs in the space, some of us for many, many years, decades, is we have such a fragmented region with all the different great cities that we have in the 41 corridor and even Madison, Milwaukee, that we found it sometimes is very difficult to understand who are the new players coming into the stage, who are the veterans that have been here for a long time, how do we get connected with the mentors, you know, how do we find score people or other people involved in the startup, entrepreneur, and innovation community. So we thought, well, we've got so much good here happening. There's so much ability and talent already in the region when you look at the major brands and corporations that we have conducting global business here. Out of those organizations come great schools and universities and executives. We've got a lot of young professional talent in the region. So let's do something to bring all those people together, and let's invite some guests from outside Wisconsin, in the immediate Midwest, and even from the coastlines, Silicon Valley, Boston, New York, even Miami and Texas. Let's get an event and bring everyone together, and let's talk about entrepreneurship. Let's bring startup into the fold, and let's talk about corporate innovation and see what happens. So it went very well. As I said, we're in our third year, and because of the success of the event and the crowd and the community that comes into it, we've been able to be recognized by a national program that is produced by America Online, or AOL, co-founder Steve Case. Steve Case has created and co-founded America Online, that thing that used to say, "You've got mail." I think everyone remembers that. And he became a startup investor. And he then decided that, you know, Middle America is really where the startup, the next revolution or the next wave of activity is going to take place. Silicon Valley had their moment. The East Coast has had their moment as well. And now Middle America has got some great things happening in it. So he's gone around and he's chosen five cities a year in which he conducts a competition, much like Shark Tank, and he invests $100,000 into a winning startup. A winning startup idea. Well, because of the work that Launch Wisconsin has done and because of the support that our community gave to Launch Wisconsin and to this program, Green Bay and the 41 Corridor was selected as the fifth tour stop in the 2017 program that Steve Case conducts. He will be at Launch Wisconsin on the 17th of October. We have a two-day event, October 17th and 18th. And the competition is accepting applications right now. Now, I'm going to repeat. This is a $100,000 competition. Mm-hmm. One winner will receive an investment of $100,000. Mm-hmm. The application window ends August 15th, which is next Tuesday.
Yep.
So you've got a couple of days left if you're listening. So take a look at the application, which can be found at launchwisconsin.com. And you'll find on our website there's a link for startup pitch. If you click there, you can apply at no charge. We found that some folks noticed that, oh, to register and attend the event, we're asking for $145 for the two-day event. That's entry, general admission to a two-day event. We'll have hundreds of speakers there. Mm-hmm. We'll have nationally recognized names from major brands. It's going to be a must-see event. There's nothing like it north of Madison or north Milwaukee, even north of Chicago. It's a tremendous event. However, the point is you do not have to buy or pay to apply to compete.
Yep.
So I'll make that very clear.
Yep.
And then we have a number of channels online for you to get information about the event and learn about what it is and ask questions and reach us. We have a website, launchwisconsin.com. You can find us on Twitter as well. It's LaunchWIS on Twitter. We have a Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We have many, many channels in which to reach us. So the most exciting thing, though, I'll say, is this competition. We want people to see that deadline next Tuesday.
So folks are invited to attend. They participate in the competition by August 15, and they can attend the event on October 17 and 18, two-day conference at Lambeau Field, and there's no charge.
There's no charge to apply. There is a charge to attend. There's okay. Just an easy distinction there. General admission is $145 now. That's early bird price. Mm-hmm. That's still a great value, Tony. We look at events that are two-day and one-day events, and they're much higher than that.
Yep.
So it's a great value.
Well, John, thank you for taking some time this morning and sharing this with us. It's very helpful, and I hope you hit your big target and have a wonderful success.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, John. Let's get back to our guest this morning, Jill Troia of Raise Up LLC. Jill, we were talking in the first couple of segments about your program, and you mentioned four causes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really driven, the passion of your company is to provide hope for people who need help and then enlist the resources of the people who buy things every day to just be aware of your program.
Yep.
And they can then enroll, and when they buy something online, a portion of what they buy goes to those charitable events,
yes,
or the organizations.
Yep.
And the charitable organizations are listed on your website, raiseup.org. Let's go back and talk a little bit about the four causes, children and orphans.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that program and who might be a beneficiary?
Yeah, so children and orphans, this is really, it's every cause is about people who are in need or people who are suffering. So when you think of children or orphans in need, like obviously there's the third world, countries and children who don't have parents or they're orphans and things like that. So that'd be one. And then there's something as simple as like Ronald McDonald House, for instance, is a nonprofit organization who's in this category, and they're the Upper Midwest branch. So that's over in the Minneapolis area, but they're helping children who are suffering from sickness and helping their families in those times of desperation and need to have home and things like
Absolutely.
That. So there's a couple different variations when it comes to that category.
Jill, we have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Bob. Do you have a question for Jill?
Yes, I do. Kind of curious, about 5 years ago or even a little longer, I had signed up to a similar program, and I'm not sure it has something like market in it, but I designate every quarter what my credit card charges I can designate to a particular charity, a nonprofit, and I've been solicited by numerous nonprofits in the area that have registered with this company. Are you familiar with that, Jill, or isn't that competition to you, or what do we have to say about that?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one, but the great thing about Raise Up is that we don't have to give credit card information or things like that. So as far as solicitation happening from that avenue with Raise Up, that won't be an issue. So, but yeah, I'm not aware or knowledgeable about that one.
Okay, I'll get that information to Tony, and he can pass it on to you.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Thanks for the call, Bob.
Thank you. Yep.
Well, Bob raises an interesting question about competition. Competition is good because the beneficiaries are the people that need the resources to get the hope.
Yeah.
So if there are more providers to help those people, that's a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be competition when it comes to just shopping. Like you look at Ebates, really, that's even competition to us. But the difference in this is that instead of the funds coming back to you as just an individual, you can take advantage of those funds that businesses are giving back and actually give them to a cause in need.
If you have a question for Jill, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150.
Okay. Jill, just to go into a little more of this, the type of business that you are and how you got into this situation, and also some of the things that went along as you were going and developing this. First of all, how did you come up with this model to do this? And then secondly, how did you... what kind of problems? How did you solve some of the things that you ran into? But how did you first of all find this model?
Yeah. So first of all, kind of even dating back a little bit more. So my brother Josh and then his friend Dave, they're actually the founders of Raise Up, and they went to high school together. They went on and did their kind of lives and got into their careers and things. But they got in touch and they both knew that they just wanted. First of all, they're just entrepreneur minds, but they also were very similar in the fact that they wanted to do something with purpose and something that would help other people. For example, like Tom's Shoes was a good kind of idea that kind of sparked them a little bit, or inspiration is probably the best word to use there. So that's kind of like them just wanting to do something good was kind of the beginning, and then kind of leveraging things that we already do, so purchases, to help the greater good, kind of became you know, what they wanted to do. And then it became something where we kind of started with like more local and then giving a percentage, you know, and helping a nonprofit organization. But what happened is we realized that we needed to focus and just focus on the good, the needs. So what we were talking about, those causes. Right. And we wanted to bring those front and center and not only help to raise funds for them, but to help raise awareness. You know, we just talked about how people weren't really aware of human trafficking. And even when you think of like children and orphans and things like that, you know, we might know about them, but when they're not front and center to you, we can tend to like just put them under the rug and forget about them and not do anything, or just feel compassion but not necessarily do anything about it. So then this program just helps to create a way to not only help raise funds for these needs, but more importantly, to raise awareness for them so people are in the know of what's really going on out there.
Yeah, and on that, the second part of that question a little bit was, what were some of the things that you, should we say, ran into or learned as you went along in this experience?
Yeah, well, we just talked about competition, right? Mm-hmm. So one thing was we're a new, you know, new startup company. So building that trust, I would say, with nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. They have so many different things out there, programs that they can really utilize. So we didn't want to just be another one of those programs. So helping them to understand where our hearts were and that we weren't necessarily out here to make money and do things like that, but we literally are here to help them raise awareness and to help them. I think that was kind of a hurdle to not just get shoved in a bucket with all those other marketing companies out there, but rather a program that wants to help.
Great. Fantastic goals.
You're providing results with no strings attached.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Jill, another cause was essential needs.
Yep.
That was like food, shelter, clothing.
Yeah, and it doesn't just end there. I think those are obvious physical needs,
sure.
But kind of going back to what we talked about, that hope. So one example of a nonprofit that you can support through the Essential Needs cause is the Fox Valley Jail Ministry, so located right here.
Yes.
And the essential need that comes there is, you know, you have these people who are getting locked up per se, or, you know, they're going in and they have a criminal record and things like that. What they need, what a lot of them need, is they need a transformation in their heart. You know, they need a transformation that is going to change them and make them, help them to want to be better people, so that when they are released, that they don't just go back into the normal habits. So that's where the essential need and what the Fox Valley Jail Ministry is doing is introducing them to Jesus Christ, which can transform them. So when they come out, they can be better people.
And I would like to make a little comment here. I was a jail minister doing Bible study for 14 years there, and the sheriff, actually Brad Gehring, is the guy who started, wanted to have a jail ministry program when he became sheriff back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the chaplain's name, Fred something, I can't remember his last name. He was the first chaplain. He was an ex-con. He went to jail, found Christ, he came out, became a chaplain, and Brad Gehring turned Fred Sawatzka. Was the first chaplain.
Okay.
And ever since then, so your friend David is a link in that chain of successors of chaplains who have kept that going. And I've witnessed how powerful that can be when people find Jesus Christ, especially in jail. Talk about hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get out of jail, their recidivism is too high. They go back to their bad habits. But there are now opportunities for them, if they choose, not to go back to the bad habits. They still have to make the choice.
Yeah.
But if they know there's an option out there and there's hope for that, it gives them the motivation to make the right choice.
Well, and the residual effect that comes onto
Absolutely.
That. You know, they don't just leave and it doesn't just affect them, but now they're able to go home and be a better father, a better husband, and
Absolutely.
Then it has that residual effect on their whole legacy.
And then they start giving it away.
Yes.
And that's how Christ works.
That's discipleship.
We're going to have to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, finish up those two causes that we didn't cover yet. And you're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's that time of year in Wisconsin. Time to get outside and make life happen. That new boat. Cruising that motorcycle. Four-wheeling, RVing, and camping. Yep, all the toys. And the truck you need to tow them. Fox gets it. You work hard to enjoy life and afford the things you want. It's why you work. And it's why Fox works. Fox Communities Credit Union helps you make life happen with boat loans, motorcycle loans, truck and auto loans, and more. All with great low rates and bi-weekly payment options to save you money. Come to Fox and get the loan rate, the monthly payment, and the summer toy you've got your heart set on. Visit foxcu.org or one of our 22 Fox locations throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Fox Communities Credit Union, helping you make life happen.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections, positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to our final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Jill Troia of Raise Up LLC, and we're learning about that beautiful, wonderful organization that you can use to help to support a lot of very worthwhile causes just by spending your money. We're going to get back to Jill in just a moment. I want to tell you a little bit about SCORE. We told you some things in the prior segments, but we also want to acknowledge our sponsors who help bring this program to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without their support. And we thank them. We're very appreciative of Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Candeo Creative. Candeo Creative and Oshkosh built our BizTalkWithScore.com website. They help us maintain that. And if you've missed any programs or you would like to listen to one again, you can go to BizTalkWithScore.com and listen to our archive shows. We go back to 2012. And that's a lot of shows. Also want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader for their support in the business news. They promote our program every 2 weeks in their periodical, The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, we encourage you to do that. For just $20 a year, every other week you're going to get a very informative periodical called The Business News telling you of what's going on in East Central Wisconsin. So thank you to all of our sponsors. Jill, we were talking during the break a little bit. We want to just touch on those last two causes, and then we want to go back to the children. But yeah. What were the last two causes?
So I think we kind of touched on the human trafficking prevention a little bit before. And, of course, that encompasses the prominent sex trafficking that's going on in this area.
And it's right at home.
If you've been watching the news lately, they just had a sting with that. And then the last one being refugees and disaster relief. So that can really encompass any nonprofit organization that is helping people who are either forced out of their homes from disaster. So, whether weather and things like
And we can have those around in Wisconsin, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's one thing to note is that these aren't just third world country issues. All the causes, there's nonprofit organizations that fit these molds very local.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we wanted to go back to the children and orphans cause, and you wanted to talk about Vapor Ministries.
Yeah, another example of an organization that people can support through Raise Up is Vapor Ministries. And I do like sharing this one because they do fit into the children and orphans category as well as essential needs. But basically what they're doing is they have centers in Haiti, in other third world countries that are there to alleviate poverty and not just alleviate poverty in the ways of like water and things like that. But they have these centers that actually work with individuals. They do clean up water. And there's some great stories that they have where they actually got to get rid of, I might pronounce this, but the cholera or that bacteria, right?
Cholera?
Yeah. So they had centers there that had to just treat that because it was so prevalent. Mm-hmm. And because of their centers to help alleviate poverty and help, fix the water issues, they actually got to close those centers down because of what they're doing. But what's even more important about what they're doing, they're called Vapor Ministries. And when you hear the word vapor and in ministries, vapor just, our life here on earth is like a vapor. So they have this urgency to also help disciple and to share the gospel. in what they're doing. So that's just another example of the different organizations that people can support. And like I said, that one is found under children and orphans or essential needs because they're doing some of each.
And your organization, Raise Up LLC, vets these charities, don't they? You check them out before you start supporting them?
Yeah, so how that process works for a nonprofit organization is they can go to raiseup.org and there's apply for funds. It says apply for funds in the top header, and they will just fill out a form that comes to us and we will reach out to them. And yeah, it's just ensuring that they fit within one of our causes and just getting to know them.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Jill, we've had a good time talking about your business and how you put it together. We get to this point where I get to ask you to give us a biz tip, which is your little bit of wisdom to the people out there who are thinking about starting their own business. So tell us, what would your biz tip be?
Yeah, so it's funny because I was reading some things about what I needed to prepare for today, and I read that before I went to bed. So, of course, I was thinking about it while I was sleeping, and I woke up at 2:30 this morning, and it dawned on me. But one of the biggest learnings that I found with Raise Up is that in a society, and not just with Raise Up, but our business venture over the last few years, is that in a society, we are taught that we need to work, 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 and we need to do money, money, money. And my biz tip is to bring it back to the heart of what we really need to do, what God has called us to do, and remember what's important, and that are the memories you're going to make with your family. So don't forget about that. Don't let your business be a distraction from what's most important to you.
That's a great biz tip. It'll keep everybody grounded, too.
Yes.
Jill. Thank you. Thank you for being with us this morning, Jill. We learned a lot about Raise Up.
Thank you for
having me. We want to thank you for tuning in this morning. You've been listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.